This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In previous visits, we identified the focus of the book of Romans as the key to abundant living. Today, let's consider the third point that amplifies this focus, the potential for growth within salvation. This is found in chapters 7 and 8. Some say chapter 6 begins this point because it explains our position in Christ. We are dead to sin and alive unto God in Christ. Paul shares in chapter 7 that though this is true, a struggle continues in most of our lives. The more we discover about God's grace, the more we understand the sinfulness of our own life. What we genuinely want to do, we find ourselves not doing, and what we really want to stop doing, we find ourselves doing. In fact, notice in verses 14 through 24, the personal pronoun I is mentioned about 25 times. That's an insight word. As long as I try to live the Christian life by my own effort, I will fail. The frustration of failure leads to discouragement and despair. Paul cries out in verse 24, "What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death?" Then he answers his own question in verse 25, "Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord." In chapter 8, he more fully explains his answer. The one who makes Jesus Christ, God's answer for my need, a living reality in my everyday life, is the Spirit of Christ. When he's in control of my life, he will enable me to fulfill the righteous requirements of the law. According to chapter 8, it's only through the work of the Holy Spirit that that can happen. If you'd like to review this series in Romans, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.